Appreciate that good singing, church. If you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians is where we'll be. Also, while we're turning there, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is where we'll start off. Did anybody not get a handout on the prayer request for revival? Anybody like that needs one that did not get one? We'll make sure we get you a handout if you didn't. And it looks like everybody received one. We'll look at that here in just a moment. Before we do, I want us to direct our attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 31. Now, the context here, of course, is Paul teaching the importance, the significance of the Lord's Supper and how it should not be abused, like it was actually happening there in the church in Corinth. It's he's reproving them and correcting them and giving them instruction and explaining. So that's our context, is partaking of the Lord's Supper in a way that honors Jesus Christ. We'll be doing that, Lord willing, here in just a little bit. But before we do, I wanted to remind you that any time we take of the Lord's Supper, we know that we are remembering the death of our Savior and His broken body and His precious blood. And during that, we also remember how important it is to have our hearts pure before the Lord. As we remember what He did, just beautiful, beautiful hymns and spiritual songs we've been singing tonight to remind us of that. And, I'm convinced that that is indeed the spirit of revival. When you really look at the true meaning of what we're doing, we're searching our hearts, we're allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and show us if there's anything there that's there before we take of the communion, remembering our Lord's death. We're doing some real searching, and it's a spirit of revival, being honest and being broken and being willing to be honest before God and allowing Him to do a spiritual work. And that's what I want to do here tonight as we look at primarily one verse. I just want to look at one verse in particular, and that is verse number 31. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31, "For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged." Let's read that out loud together. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." Let's pray. Father, help us to understand this verse. And Lord, help us to understand that You are giving an opportunity to Your children just to be honest about a struggle, about a vice, about sin. And Lord, giving us the opportunity to deal with it. Lord, would You help us to do that tonight? With Your help only, we can do this, Lord. By Your grace, help us to understand, Lord, and be reminded that we have a loving Heavenly Father who looks upon us and our frailties and our weaknesses, and that He has mercy upon us, especially when we're honest. Oh God, may You be glorified tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We see here in this passage that Paul, of course, is teaching these Corinthians the proper way of partaking of the Lord's Supper. And verse 28, he talks about the examining, which we will do before we partake here in just a little bit. But he says, "Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, but he needs to drink it rightly." And he talks about the judgment that can come if he does not, even death. As the word there in verse 30 says, "And many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." That means many have died. And by the way, we do not need to forget that the Lord will take His children home prematurely if need be. That's something we don't talk about often, and it's not necessarily that we have to, but it's just a realization that even this is an indication and many sleep. That carries the idea of the Lord taking them on home. And in fact, that Greek word is where we get our word cemetery. And it's a word that the Christians came up with to indicate those that had passed away. They were only sleeping in the sense of waiting for the rapture. They're waiting in that sense. They had passed, and it spoke of that. But that is what he's talking about here. Many sleep. But then in verse 31, he gives an option here that is really fascinating. It's like, all right, children, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be very honest with me and with yourselves, and I'm going to let you be your own judge. I'm not going to judge you if you will be your own judge. Alan Redpath, a British evangelist who passed away actually in 1989, told the story of a home where he was staying during a revival meeting. And one night, the family went off to the service, and leaving two of their boys. They had two young boys, and that night, for whatever reason, the boys were left home, and they made promise that they would be on their best behavior. And as they left and went to the meeting, but when they arrived back, a strange silence reigned over the house. You parents ever been there? Like, it's a little too quiet down the hall. A little too quiet in the room, don't hear any noise going on, flags go up. Something must be happening, especially with these little ones. Man, if I don't hear any noise, especially our little Caroline, she's into something. And I usually find that, and there's a quietness. Well, that's what they sensed when they came in, and they called the boys. No answer. And they went into the living room, and there on the table was a pile of broken pieces of a vase that they had in the living room. And there with that pile was a note. The note read, "Dear Mom and Dad, we broke your vase. We are very sorry. We have put ourselves to bed without any supper." Signed, Jimmy and Joe. Jimmy and Joe had decided that they would judge themselves. And Alan Redpath went on to say, "What do you think that father did? Do you think he rushed upstairs and hauled the boys out of bed and gave them a thrashing for breaking the vase?" He said, "No, indeed he did not." He said they had judged themselves, and judgment was disarmed. And now if I was in that boat, I probably still would have had a talking to the next day for sure. But there's a lesson right there. Those boys, their spirit and them knowing their boys, did indeed judge themselves. They knew they had messed up. They were completely honest in the letter. "We broke your vase. That is the truth. And we are very sorry." And went on to bed without eating anything. And I'm sure those of you that know teenagers, that's a pretty good judgment. Or young people to go without any food. And so they had judged themselves. And you know, folks, that's exactly what God is teaching in this verse right here. He is giving His children an opportunity to judge themselves. Because if we refuse to judge ourselves and say, "Lord, what I've been doing is truly out of Your will. It's just a sin against You." If we refuse to do that, then the Lord will step in and will do the judging. He will do the chastening. He will do the condemning. But thank God we have a merciful Father that says, look, be honest with me, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be honest before me and judge yourselves. And that's what we do have an opportunity to do tonight as we take the Lord's Supper and the Lord's table together. We have a time to judge ourselves. And, you know, leading up to this revival meeting, I came across these 10 prayer requests for genuine revival. You'll have that there in front of you, hopefully. If you don't, we have those in the foyer that we can get to you. And but I got to thinking about these, and they're by Brother Paul Chappell, pastor out at Lancaster Baptist in California, and they just recently had revival meetings. I think, well, it was probably back in the first of the year, and he wrote these out, and I thought they were just tremendously practical, even for us. And as we go through these, I think we should examine our hearts and judge ourselves as we get ready to lead up to this revival meeting, but even more importantly, as we lead up to the Lord's Supper tonight. Let's just go through these. We will be praying through these over the next month. The first one, of course, there is, why don't we just have an opportunity, if any of you would help me read these, I would appreciate it. And I'll read the statement, and then maybe I can have some volunteers to read the verse out loud. I'm going to read point one, and then maybe somebody can read the verse written there, or you can read it from your Bible, however you prefer. The first point here, the first prayer request for genuine revival is this, that God would search my heart and reveal anything in my life that is not right with Him. Would anybody like to read that verse? Jeff? Amen. So it's an opening up to the Lord and saying, you search me and see. Lord, you see everything. And it gives us an opportunity to say, Lord, if you see anything, and by the way, when you pray that, if there is something, the Holy Spirit has a very clear voice. May not be audible, but He will speak to your conscience and say, that is actually there and doesn't need to be there, or this is not there and it needs to be there. And so that is the spirit that God wants us to have even tonight, but especially for a church to experience revival. The second point request we see here, that God would break any stubbornness and hardness of my heart. Would anybody like to read Hosea chapter 10, verse 12? Thomas? Yes. Hosea 10, 12. That's right. So you see that even in the context of this verse, it's actually the judgment of God, but there's a break in His judgment, and He's giving them an opportunity to break up the fallow ground there and to seek the Lord, to reap the mercy that God will provide for His children that respond rightly to Him. You know, let's admit it, some of us more than others, but we can be some stubborn people. God's trying to teach us some things, but you know, God can break through stubbornness too. He knows how to do that. And we need to ask Him to do that. We don't want to live in any kind of hardness of heart. And so tonight we ask, Lord, would you break any stubbornness and hardness of my heart? The third request here is that God would show me any relationships that need to be restored. Matthew 18:15. Anybody want to take that one? Yes, Brother Jason. Amen. So there we have it. In order to experience, I believe, revival, personal revival, and even corporate revival, is that, folks, we got to make sure that we're right with one another. Let me just go out and say this. As your pastor, if I have done anything to offend you, I am, number one, I'm sorry. But number two, please tell me. I don't want to go any further than is necessary. I don't want to go any further than today. Then if you can express to me, I don't care if it's through a text message, an email, a call. I prefer face-to-face. I always prefer communicating, especially when there's been an offense, because you can't read faces on emails and text messaging. I know sometimes that's easier and appropriate, but would you please let me know? I want to make it right. And I'll do the same for you. There's none of you that have offended me, so I'm not going to be calling any of you, at least right now. Now, you know, the service isn't over with. I'm just kidding. But honestly, and please, would you do that with each other? We're brothers and sisters, family. We have a Heavenly Father, as we've been reading in our study and in the Lord's Model Prayer. We say our Father, and that means we are brothers and sisters, and there are times when we're going to offend each other. We really do. And we need to be honest and just say, you know what you said the other day or what you did, it just offended me. And come in that spirit and let's make sure that there's nothing between us that would hinder God's Spirit working. And especially tonight as we take the Lord's Supper, may there not be anything between a brother and sister. So we see here that there is the need for relationships to be restored if need be. But then, four, we see here that God would help me to have a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit that I have never experienced. Somebody want to take that verse, Ephesians 4:30? Yes, Brother Charles. Amen. So there we get a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And I appreciate the way he wrote that I've never experienced. That is a desire that we should have tonight, that Lord, may tonight and leading up to this revival, may I have a sensitivity to your Spirit like never before. I believe the Lord would honor that prayer. The fifth one here, that God would grant me a deep conviction of sin, repentance, and a renewed fear of God. Somebody want to take that verse for me? Yes, Brother Jake. Amen. 2 Corinthians 7:10 there. And so a deep conviction of sin, repentance, and renewed fear of God. And basically what that verse is saying there is there just needs to be a true, sincere repentance when God does deal with us. Revivals in the past have been nothing short of people falling under deep conviction of sin. Just a real tenderness and sensitivity to that. And if you have experienced the fullness of the Spirit, which I hope all you believers have, and that's simply walking in the Spirit, there's just a tenderness there. Just to be open to and honest about struggles and just being convicted about it. But I'm thankful with the conviction comes God's marvelous grace. I can't overemphasize that, yes, there is conviction of sin, but thank God to match it and actually to overcome it is God's marvelous grace. And I appreciate God's marvelous grace tonight. And we just need to ask the Lord to bring a deep conviction upon our church of where we are weak, where we are struggling, and where we need help. I appreciate the special Eliana played tonight. And just, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. That is a revival prayer. We see here, number six, that God, prayer request, that God would give me a spiritual hunger and fervency that I have never known. Would someone read that verse? Eliana? Amen. So hungry, and there's a fervency that's going after revival, that's going after a closer relationship and fellowship with Almighty God. That has to be there. And if it's not, this is a perfect time tonight, church, to be honest. I'm reading a book that's helping me so much. It's called Dangerous Calling. It's a book written to pastors about being real and real with their struggles. And that's one thing that reminds me here as we think about being hungry. If you're not hungry for God, don't just ignore it. Go to God and say, God, I really have no desire for you. I'm struggling with even really wanting to know you better and to hear your voice and to really care about what you care about. God, be honest, I'm just struggling. Church, God wants to hear that honesty. What does that show? It shows that you're at least wanting to get help, to increase your appetite for God. May He help us with that tonight. If you're struggling with being hungry after God, don't cower in shame. Open yourself up to the grace of God tonight. And I guarantee you, He will pour Himself upon you. He will fill you. It's a promise from Scripture. We see here then that God, in verse number 7, that God would bring loving unity and deep harmony in my church and my family. John 13:35. Brother Sam, I'll get you next, Noah. Brother Sam. So there's a loving unity and a deep harmony in my church that needs to be. Don't we want that tonight, church? We need that. Just that unity and that harmony, one with another. It is so needed. And I trust that God will grow us in doing just that. In your family, you know, that is something that we need to strive for. Making things right with our spouses and with our children. Oh, and just saying, dear God, we want this unity that that only you can give. We see here number 8 that we can ask God to help us with, that God would fill my heart with a passion to see people saved. Wow. What a prayer request that indeed is. And that verse, Noah, you want to take that one or you want to take another one? You want that one? It's a long one. Do you want to, wait on the next one? You want to take that one? That's the way to go, buddy. Good job. All right, you go ahead and read Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, Noah. Amen. Romans chapter 9, 1 through 3. Thank you, Noah. Listen to the heart of Paul. Paul was saying, look, I have great heaviness and continual sorrow. Hey, who's here tonight? Let's be honest. The burden for souls is, it's gotten kind of light. Maybe not even there. Listen, don't cower in shame. That's the last thing you do. No, you open up before God with honesty and say, Lord, it wouldn't bother me a bit if I didn't hand out a tract for the rest of my life. Lord, and I don't know why that is. I know you as my Savior, but I'm struggling with this. It wouldn't bother me if I didn't share my faith. I struggle with it. I got fear. Whatever the case may be, do not cower in shame, because then you don't understand the grace of God. Open yourself up to the Lord tonight. Say, Lord, I need you. I need help in this. I don't know why I struggle with this, but it's true. The Lord will pour Himself upon you, friend. He will fill you. He will help you. But first, be honest and access the grace of Almighty God. So then we see here, number 9, that God would call many from among our church to missions and Christian service. That's a prayer of ours. That's Matthew 9:37 and 38. Anybody like to take that verse right there? Matthew. Yes, Brother Ricky. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ricky. That's exactly what the Lord said. You need to pray, church. And we need to pray that the Lord, even maybe during this week of meetings, maybe even before we get to the meetings, the Lord will start calling some people out of our church for various ministries, for various things. Who knows what God has in store? But that there would be a sensitivity from all of us just to be open, saying, Lord, I'm going to pray for laborers, but Lord, before I make that concrete, Lord, I want to include myself in that laborer. If it's me, Lord, I'll go. If you struggle with that, the Lord will help you to have that attitude, to be a laborer, to go wherever God may send you, to be a lighthouse, to be an ambassador for Him. And then number 10 here, it says here, the prayer request that God would take what He does in our church family and use us to the furtherance of the gospel around the world. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Anybody like to take that? The Great Commission? Anybody else? Brother Cody? Amen. That's commission. Jesus is saying, go. And we want to be effective in our community. We don't want it just be us four no more. We want to reach out and make an impact upon Jackson County, upon Jefferson River Road, upon New Kings Bridge Road, and upon these surrounding neighborhoods and our communities of Jefferson and Arcade and Nicholson. Lord knows Arcade needs Jesus, folks, okay? Because I'm over there, so we definitely need it. But we do. We need to be asking God to help us to have an impact for the gospel's sake. The Lord has commanded it. Would you do me a favor, church? I'm not going to ask you to make any kind of promise here, but would you at least consider putting this in your Bible or in a place where you can review this daily? Bring it with you on Wednesday nights. We're going to use it as a prayer guide. And may the Lord help us to follow through with sincere hearts as we pray through these, asking God to do a mighty work. We're going to take a time here just to have a moment of examination of our own hearts, private prayer time before the Lord. These things, if any of these things you're struggling with, or if the Lord has dealt with you in any way, let's just be honest before the Lord right now, and then we will partake of the Lord's Supper. We're going to invite all those to partake that are here with us, that know the Lord and as your Savior, and you are following Him to the best that you know, according to the precious Word of God, with no sin between you and your Savior. We would encourage you to join us in that, even if you're visiting from another church. We would encourage that. And so that we'll do in just a moment. I'm going to ask the pianist to come and play a song of invitation. But let's just bow our heads now and close our eyes and just spend just a minute here of asking the Lord to search us. And if there's anything that needs to be dealt with, you can spend time with the Lord.